Triple M. Ruined Dits are helping Adelaide 50 ways in 50 days.
Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
On you, Nicole.
Thank you very much, guys.
Wow, thank you.
Oh, legendary.
50 ways in 50 days.
Stay cool with an Automasters aircon service. Call 1300 Automasters.
Rue, we are nearing the end of our 50 days, but just as we do get to the end, this is something really, really special for you, something close and near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, and I think it is for a lot of South Australians, and unfortunately you don't have a connection with this place until you go through a pretty tough experience, and I'm talking about Mary Potter Hospice in North Adelaide, and yep. I had one of my best mates pass away there just over a year ago, and I'd never been in, witnessed anything like what I did with some, your best mate dying with cancer. It's the toughest thing that I've ever seen. And
how old was he, Roo?
50. Turned 50. Battled it for 4 years beforehand. And
yep,
you die in Mary Potter. And Mary Potter.
So therefore, at the age of around 46, he's told that he's got this life-threatening illness, which is way, way too young.
Yep. I wanted his wife to come on, and she's still upset, as you can imagine. And so the daughter actually wrote a letter when he passed after going to Mary Potter. And her name is Arabella, and this is the letter she wrote. I'm trying to...
How old's Arabella?
Arabella is 9 years of age. So my name is Arabella, and I'm 9 years old, and I was five when my dad was diagnosed with kidney cancer. Last year, my dad's cancer got really bad. He spent nearly the last month in Ashford, Flinders, and before moving to Mary Potter Hospice. When I got to Mary Potter, I was a bit nervous if my dad felt safe. And from the minute we got there, I realised he was okay. The staff were all really caring and really special, and they had nice food and a lovely space for us. There were so many things to do for myself and my brother to keep us happy. The morale of the place was really good, and they helped all our family and friends when they come to visit. There was a lovely counsellor there who could talk to us and help us through this tough situation. I felt so special because I could sleep with my dad. Also, Mary Potter would order us pizza and choc tops and other lovely bits of food to help it be easier for us in these tough times. The people at Mary Potter are so lovely and help make it a fantastic place for us to farewell our dad, Arabella. So, yeah.
She's 9 years of age.
She's nine, but I think everyone out there who's been through witnessing a close one die of cancer, you know, it changes their lives. You see the strong person just whittle away to someone that you don't want to remember him. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And, Mary Potter, the thing that's that I loved about it is they welcome everyone. They understand what people are going through. Whether, you know, when Jason passed away, he had a very, very big network of friends, and they were extremely accommodating with people coming from all over South Australia and Australia, really, and they never said, no, you can't come in, or, you know, they always got your chairs, or, you know, they let you pretty much do anything there, you know, as long as, you know, it was under control, and we certainly probably pushed the boundaries with the amount of people and what we were doing there. But to raise money for a place like Mary Potter, and I've been involved in a committee that's helped raise money there for quite a while, and I took a break and I've got back on the committee now after Jason died, just because I realised how important it was. And we chipped in years ago through a Mary Potter golf day to raise money to create a sort of like a recreation room. So you don't just have your room where, you know, your loved one's passing. You can go and sit in a recreation room and have a moment with other family people to try and deal with the situation. So why we're talking about this now and why I'm sharing this experience is there's a golf day tomorrow, and there's an opportunity for people to donate money to try and help Mary Potter continue to improve its facilities, because if you haven't been involved in Mary Potter Hospice now, you will be at some stage in the future, hopefully not for a while and hopefully not too many times. Funnily enough, another mate of mine's dad passed away there last week. So, yeah, it does happen as you get older. So what a great place, and what great people are involved in Mary Potter. So, yeah, there's my little story.